Hello and welcome to the Library Rant with me, Andy Priestner.
And me, Ange Fitzpatrick.
I believe that was the theme from Take the High Road, which means this must be...
the Yes, We're Better Together edition, celebrating all things Scottish.
Surely it's No, We're Better Together.
No. Yes, I think we're both on the same side of the fence here. I was a wee bit heartbroken after the referendum.
Really?
To be hugged by three separate people, two of whom had no idea why I was upset.
So was this just indiscriminate hugging?
No, it wasn't. It was my loving and supporting team.
Oh, was it? That was nice. They never hug me.
No, but then the fate maybe of your nation hasn't been decided recently.
No. And maybe that would end in disciplinary situations.
Cut.
I was really depressed, actually, because I could see the potential and I could see why yes was a good thing. I was quite balanced on it. And I don't know. I mean, I ended up tweeting about it. I don't know whether I mentioned that I was on the national news. Did that... Were you aware of that?
Were you on the national news?
I was on the on the Scotland Decides programme, which I thought was quite funny, given my lack of anything to do with Scotland. I once lived near Scotland. I lived in Northumberland.
Your view is as important as anyone else's.
I'd like to think so.
Says the expat living in Cambridge.
So my tweet was... In response to all the Tories saying, we're one big happy family again. And I was like, yes, we are one big happy family if you accept that we're deeply dysfunctional and we have rubbish parents.
Yes.
So that was on the Scotland Decides programme. Did I mention that the tweet was on the national news?
No, not enough. Okay. Not enough, really. It did suggest that you had tweeted them directly, being an attention-seeking tweeter, which is not like you at all.
No, I know. What was really funny, I liked several things about it. The one thing I didn't like is they spelt my name wrong. Boo, hiss. I before E, except after...
Priest.
Yes. But was the fact that it was under this section they called the social hub. That was on the top left hand of the screen, which I thought was quite funny.
How cool, funky, and modern is that?
I know. And they said that I tweeted them.
Yeah.
I hadn't tweeted them. No, I just tweeted.
You just tweeted everyone?
I did.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, my followers...
Well, that's just about everyone. That's the people who count, isn't it?
Is it? Okay.
I think so.
So you're better now. How are you feeling now? He said in a slightly patronising voice.
I'm still raw. I was kind of feeling that if we became independent, I might become exotic and more exciting.
You're already quite exotic.
Yeah, quite exotic.
In that I don't understand what you're saying quite often.
I don't understand what you're saying. And most other people don't understand what you're saying either, as evidence in our recent induction sessions.
Yeah, we had the inductions yesterday, which went very well.
Yeah, we introduced ourselves, our service, to the MBA class
of
2014.
To do that. It did quite quickly descend into hilarity, because I felt the need to tell the whole class that I recognised that Ange was female. Why I felt the need to clarify her gender with the entire class.
You keep going, Andy. You don't put that shovel down for anyone. You just keep going.
But what was nice was that, genuinely nice, was that gradually during the session they realised that it was actually okay and that we get on really well.
Yeah.
And therefore it was okay for me to constantly deride you for A, your gender, B, your height, C, your Scottishness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just the general play of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a lovely moment when you got up on the stool in the information centre and I was like, can you please get up on the stool now?
I have to mention that MBAs are always really tall.
Aren't they?
I think we draw a lot of Canadians and Americans here and they are much taller than us Scots as a nation. So there's always a struggle to be seen above them.
I had to believe you were there for some parts of the induction, because I couldn't see
you.
Because
you couldn't see me.
I'm hoping there's going to be a little voice that's going to pipe up every now and then. But
a little Slovenian family voice. One of the things that we're always delighted by every year when we talk to the students for the first time are the really small things that make them so excited about our service. So we showed them how the doors work. So if you press the button, it's a power-assisted door, and the doors open.
I know.
And lo and behold, we had coos of delight.
Yeah.
We had rounds of applause.
Didn't we, though?
Oh, and when we demonstrated the instant chat function on our website, the little bing-bong of Natasha getting back to us, they were just over the moon.
Weren't they?
They were. It was almost like there was going to be a standing ovation.
Ovation.
A standing ovation. That's something different.
Some of them were Asian. And some of them were standing.
One who would evade.
So what are we covering in this week's edition, other than the fact that you're terminally depressed? about
that,
Scotland.
No, that was a previous.
Oh, that was, oops.
See, I'm stuck in this country, I might as well get
rude.
We're going to have some of our usual things. We're going to have Inspector Gadget. We're going to see what the currency horse brings us. But there's something quite exciting coming up in March 2015.
There is.
What could it be?
It's the UX in Libraries Conference.
Tell me more, Andy Priestner.
It's a conference for librarians everywhere who are going to come together to discuss usability, ethnography, different techniques, approaches, which can all go under the umbrella of UX, user experience. It's a broader definition than I think people are most aware of, which is UX in terms of websites. This is looking at UX in terms of space and service design and everything that we do to find out real user needs, using social science research methods that people might not be as familiar with as they are, say, with surveys.
And
obviously, there's issues with surveys. The sort of results you get from them are kind of quite predictable. And people fill out surveys in a certain way. It's making sure that you do all the qualitative research as well and you really bring out what they think. And you spend a lot of time listening. I'm very good at that.
It's tricky, isn't it, listening and not talking? Because I did the UX project over the summer. Where
Tell them about this project.
Well, this was my show me around project where I used the my iPhone's voice recorder and we just walked around the information centre. I just asked them to show me around. And they told me places they like to work. They pointed out some of the kit that we've got in there. I'd ask them, how does the printer work? Or how do you set up your working space? Or what's this? What do you call this?
Did they know?
They had some interesting ideas for things. But one of the most difficult thing was that somebody would say, oh, I think this does this, but I don't really know. And then the urge from my point of view was to say, oh, let me tell you. And really what you just want to do is shut up and let them talk the way around it. So,
and when they talked the way around it, what did you discover? That they didn't really understand why things were the way they were?
Yeah. I mean, some of it was quite difficult to hear. One of the students said that it felt like our setup was deliberately stopping them from accessing the information they wanted to get to, which, as a librarian, is like being stabbed in the heart repeatedly with a spoon. Yeah. It was really tough, but he made a good point, and we have changed things based on that. But the best thing I heard, and what I relayed to the MBA students yesterday, was that these are really smart people we have here.
Yeah.
And the workarounds that they had, because they lost their Wi-Fi password in the first week, didn't get around to fixing it, then felt embarrassed about it. And, they just, I'd download this to my iPhone and then I would send it across using Bluetooth and I would stick it on a data stick and I'd go to a machine, I'd print it out. Think, if you just come and spoken to me in the first week, I could have made all this so much better.
But this is precisely what all this UX stuff is, isn't it? It's to find this stuff, work out what workarounds people are doing, crazy things. And not necessarily intervene and stop them, but knowing that they do that is really interesting and suggests things are broken.
It really helps with our priorities as well. Yeah. So it totally backs us up on the holistic stuff that we do, where it's about we actually care about how you work and how you use the space. And if you can't connect to the printer, then I care. It's an issue. That's as important
really
to me as anything
else. You really do care
as
well, though, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Printers, yeah, definitely. Definitely. I think we should get one of those 3D printers and then we can just print as many printers as we need.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
So the conference is in March. The thing that we haven't said about the conference on the pre-publicity information, uxlib.org is the website, if you haven't been there already, to sign up for the mailing
list.
So is
this new information? This is like new and exclusive?
This is exclusive.
Wow.
And it's about being exclusive, which is sort of quite meta, is the information I'm about to share, which is exclusive. Is that the conference is going to be very exclusive. So you're getting it now.
Didn't see that coming.
No, I know. There are only 100 places at the conference, and I don't think we've sent this to anyone before. So the reason why we've chosen 100 places is because we want to do field work in teams, and we'll have too many teams going mad around Cambridge.
So when people apply, they may have to fight to the death with another librarian
ultimately,
to get their place.
Well, ultimately as well, at the conference.
This is a pretty unique conference,
though. In teams, they will be competing for the best solution to a problem, and the problem will be detailed to participants before they get there. And there'll be some team bonding, hopefully, before people even start to get to the conference.
Super. And we're hosting this whole thing at the University of Cambridge. We're going to be visiting some absolutely gorgeous colleges to have dinner. We've got some nice activities planned. And Cambridge is this weird mix of somewhere that's very old and august and established, but also it's at the heart of the UK's entrepreneurial network. Yeah. It's where Silicon Fen is. And there's this great thing of where old meets new. So we're hoping that just even the locale is going to really energise people.
Yeah. And it's part of the experience, is that. Because Cambridge is quite an odd place, isn't it?
That's fair to say.
I think it's hard for students who come here to understand why there are 125 libraries, for instance, and where to go. Perhaps harder than anywhere else other than Oxford, maybe. So sometimes I envy other institutions their simplicity in that it's one library. But anyway, the key thing as well, other than the fact that there's 100 places only, is that we'll only be taking bookings by credit card.
This is such a modern thing, isn't it?
I know.
No postal orders accepted,
No, and you can't send a stamped addressed envelope to Wood Lane, London, W12 8QT.
0811 811 8011.
Oh, no, 8055.
We're showing our age difference here.
Yes, we are.
I'm talking going live.
I'm talking swap shop.
Luckily, yes. We both speak Sarah Green.
We do. So we have some going live music, if we can find some.
But I thought we were going to...
We're not finishing yet.
Oh, we're just going to have some music.
For ages, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, keep telling me more about UXLib.
So the key points are, it's for librarians who are interested in user experience, who are innovative, who can get to Cambridge, and who have a credit card. That's about it.
Oh, is that all the time I've got to find the going live music? Selfish.
We're sending out a mailer. Oh,
that's not the going live music that I remember, is it?
It's not. He does know about technology.
I don't remember all those squiggly lines. I used to have a thing about Sarah Green, but then I think most teenage boys had a thing about Sarah Green.
We're watching a clip of Going Live on YouTube, and Philip Schofield has dark coloured hair in it. That's how long ago it is.
There was lots of wooing, though, always, though, wasn't there? I wasn't keen on the wooing.
I think there still is wooing. I think Saturday Children's TV is mostly wooing.
And you're joined here by... No, let's not do that. Let's not have a pop quiz on the sofa. No, it wasn't a pop quiz. What was it? They do a video vault. No. Anyway, moving on.
Moving on.
It's too far back for me to remember, Ange.
I know. It gets all a bit hazy about 1987, doesn't it?
I probably shouldn't have been watching it. I was probably 25 or something.
So prime student age to be living on cereal.
This clip says 1989. So.
Interesting.
That's fine for me to have been watching it, actually. Actually, I was 17. I probably shouldn't have been
You were 17 in 1989. It's shocking. Of course, I wasn't even born in 1989.
Moving on. Liar. So, I think it's about time for our regular slot.
Well, something has to be regular about this podcast.
Yeah, it would be nice. Which is...
You got my music. So the gadget for this week is not something new, it's something that's just been rediscovered a bit. Anyone who follows me on Twitter will know that I regularly tweet my Tumblr of the week. Now, Tumblr is a microblogging platform, a little bit longer than Twitter, a little bit less formal than proper blogging. I'm a big fan of it. It allows you to mix your personal and your professional. But I've had some truly cracking Tumblrs come my way in the last few weeks. I just wanted to draw your attention to them. So because of the way Tumblr's set up, it's great for sharing graphics, GIFs, little clips of TV. And these sites all just use this to the best advantage. So from Georgina Cronin, she sent me terrible real estate photos. And these are examples of real, live adverts for house sales with just shocking pictures, like bullet holes in the wall. Those creepy China dolls everywhere.
Oh, China and you dolls just are scary.
Think, how do people ever sell their houses with this? Hilary Wardle, who I follow on Twitter and also who writes for BuzzFeed, created TripAdvisor, which is real TripAdvisor nuggets of despair and horror about the places that people go and stay and have activities in. And some of the worst places in the world. And one that I found today... Grandpa and Grandmaster Flash.
Yes.
And this comes down from, you know, when your grandparents end up on Facebook.
Yes,
and they sort of type nice messages to you and then they sign it. And because they start signing Grandma, it starts to use auto predict, okay. And the top one is Grandmaster Flash, the hip hop star.
Yes.
So you get all these lovely old ladies. I know you know who he is. Not everybody may be as conversant with hip hop as you are.
Yes, obviously, very conversant.
Yeah, he's throwing some styles up at the moment.
They can't see it.
They can't, but you are. Yeah, his cap is on backwards. Yeah. So there are all these sweet little old ladies signing off their Facebook posts as Grandmaster Flash. And Grandmaster Flash himself has got behind this. He thinks it's hilarious. And you can send him a selfie with your granny to get a free album. So good for him.
Am I allowed to have a gadget? You're really not sure, are you? I'm having one.
It depends.
I'm swooping for a gadget now.
Do tell.
It's a thing for... No, it's a website called New Me. It's a bad name because it's actually spelled N-I-U-M-E. Mm. And I talked to an entrepreneur who was running New Me. Actually, I probably shouldn't say it's a bad name if he listens to this, but hey, I'm not convinced it's a good name.
We don't have an editorial function, do we?
We don't. Quick. And it's a really nicely constructed site. It looks very clean and it's very visual. And it's kind of like Pinterest meets Google Plus meets Facebook meets, I don't know, someone else, something else.
It's kind of a social network with circles, which is the best bit.
Yeah, and instead of likes, it's got hypes.
Ooh.
You can hype things, and you can hype things so that they are shared more. It's very sharey. But the guy said, you can follow me by all means, the guy who's running it, but you will soon unfollow me. And boy, was he right.
please elaborate for our listeners.
No, not like
it's
that.
Not China dolls.
No, no, or anything rude. But he was tweeting every 2 minutes on scheduled. I don't think he was actually. They were scheduled tweets. These images, really interesting stories, but it's just like, I can't keep up with this. But go and check it out. NIUME.com.
And we'll put the link in our wee post, won't
we? Yeah, we will. In our wee post.
Our wee post, yeah. Yes, we now, is New Me PIN Internet compatible?
I don't think it works with PIN Internet, because PIN Internet only works on Internet Explorer 9, doesn't it?
Or Netscape 4.2.
Oh, okay, then we're fine.
That's okay, yeah.
Yeah, like that other product that escapes me. Thompson 1! What's that hark? What's that noise? Get it. No, missed it. Oh, I think he's in place of the currency horse. He's missing this week.
Oh, is he? Oh.
It's the currency mosquito.
What is in his tiny proboscis?
It's got a bit of gunk on it.
Is that some malaria on there?
No, it looks like malaria, doesn't it?
Okay, I'm just holding it gingerly.
What has the currency mosquito brought you?
I don't know. I can't read it. It's in Danish.
It's in Danish. It says R-E-V-Y. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can tell I have a six-year-old who I have to do that with. Revy, which I think means review. It's a glorious Danish magazine that used to be edited by René Stephenson, who I know, and is now edited by Christian Lauesen, who I also know. I know all the Danes.
You do. Do you know Sandy Toksvig?
I know of her. I'd like to say she's a friend, but she isn't.
I once stood back-to-back with Sandy Toksvig at an event because my friends were curious as to which one of us was taller.
And you would, wouldn't you? And
I
who
would,
won?
I would. She did.
Did she?
She did, yeah.
It was quite rude.
But she didn't notice me sidling up behind her.
Well, she stood with that fat guy with the glasses because there was a time on TV when you couldn't see Sandy Toksvig when she wasn't with the guy in the glasses.
I don't think she was being obscured by another human, no.
I can't remember what he was called. Mike something?
Oh, Mike from the Canadian Mike from Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yes, I think possibly.
Yeah, no, this was at a talk at King's College, Cambridge.
And they didn't invite him?
No, it was about gay stuff.
Oh, I see. Gay stuff.
I don't think he's with her all the time. But anyway, this fantastic Danish...
Oh, sorry, yes. Sorry, the currency mosquito's going to get angry and sting us. Sting us? They don't sting, do they?
Bite.
I know so much about...
You know all the animals. You're wasted as a business lover.
I know, it's sad. Yes, this Danish magazine, and I tweeted about this, said, why can't we have Danish magazines that look this stylish and sexy and gorgeous and clean and beautiful and illustrated and nice articles that review stuff? And people said, yeah, why can't we?
Because we can't have nice things.
This is why we can't have nice things.
They do their editorial meetings in the pub as well, don't they?
They do. They tweet pictures, and I just want to be there in Copenhagen with them.
Yeah.
In the hipsterish way. let's be honest, I can't ever be a hipster at my age, but I like to think I could be.
From a man who was watching Going Live in 1989 at the age of, what, 70?
What are they going to feature today? Video Vote is what it was called. Video Vote.
Video Vote.
Yes.
I'm so glad we cleared that up.
Yeah, not Video Vote.
So, yeah, if we could make all of our journals and periodicals a bit more like Revy, that would be good.
It would. It would
be a start, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and...
people might read them, then. Oh, sorry. I let that one out of the bag, didn't I?
Yeah. So they're going to feature a piece on the social media driving licence, which I did. A small piece, 1,000 of the Queen's words. And because it was so short, I've decided to release the full excavated, that was dangerous, version on my blog.
So we're in for 8 weeks of thrills.
I think I'll have to break it up into a certain number of segments, certainly.
This is very Dickensian. Are you being paid by the word?
I want to make them care about Little Nell, just like Dickens made them care about them.
Are you going to say it of Google Week? It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
It was, though, wasn't it? Was that week seven?
Oh, we had origami, though. That was good.
Did I say SMDR without saying what it was?
You did.
Social media driving license.
Keep up, peoples.
Yes.
I think we talked about it last time. It's what we did last summer.
It went very well.
Incredibly well.
I'm not bored about talking about the social media driving license. Every time someone asks me about it, I love it, and I talk about it endlessly.
Yes. Yes, I wish. If only there were more time to talk more about it. But you were telling me when you were preparing this article that they wanted exactly 6,000 characters rather than words, which I thought was first... odd, because what if you use short words or long words? But then actually quite egalitarian, because regardless of what you would produce, you should take up a certain section of the magazine. So you couldn't start using really, really long compound German words just to take over pages and pages of this exclusive...
And I am prone to do that.
Yeah, you and your German compound nouns. I'm just... how often have I taught you about it?
Too many times, probably. Yeah. I know.
Do you have a favourite German compound noun?
Not off the top of my head, Ange.
Well, my wife speaks German and lived in Germany, she's got lots of them. But there's a really good one I'm going to share with you guys, because it should be used more often.
That's so generous.
And it's on a Friday evening, before German people leave work, they often say, Guten Feierabend.
Do they?
Which is, kind of have a good weekend.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like a special sort of like before the weekend.
That's really nice.
I probably got that wrong. Sorry, Germany.
Yeah, could you apologise to Germany? And I think, while you're at it, you should apologise to England as well.
What?
For saying that you're really grudgingly happy to stay. Britain.
This is why we're always banging on.
I know. Fucking hell. A little bit sweary there.
Yes. So this is probably the first library round that's ever been a PG.
No one's surprised.
Thank you very much for tuning in and listening to us rant.
Yes. What are we playing out with?
Something suitably not better together. Is she British or is she Scottish?
I think she's Scottish.
Only when she's not doing so well.
Oh, this is quite rocky.
It is.
Can you get down to this?
Already am.
Come on, say the chorus. We have to sing for her, this time.
Yeah, yeah.
Goodbye from us at the Library Rant. This is Lulu playing out with Independence.
You think
they're
still listening?
No, they've gone. What, Susan Griffiths? Yeah, probably. I can use this to talk about people, to say hello to people.
Hello,
Paul Jervisy.
We know you're listening in your car. And you're dancing to Lulu.
Matt's probably listening in his new office, Matt Borg. Hello, his new office.
Hi, Matt.
Hello, Matt.
Last time he was listening to us, he missed his stuff on the tram.
Did he?
Yeah.
That's how he
exciting we are. That's
how exciting the library rant is. Who else
should we
say hello to? Sarah Stanford,
yeah. Yeah, she's always a keen listener.
Libby Tilly with a new issue dash in here.
Yeah, that is quite a desk.
Yeah. I haven't been rude to Samantha Halford for some time, but I feel I could do that at some point.
Maybe now is a good time.
I do like her. Sarah Wilson's always good to mention. I haven't read the Wolfenden report for a while.
Are these people coming to the UX and Libraries Conference?
They're bloody better.
Are they interested in UX? Are they librarians? And do they have a credit card? These are questions that should be answered. It feels like we're going to do a hidden track at the end of this, doesn't it?
Who else? You should say hello to Georgina.
Hello, Georgina.
Who else?
We've
got to run out of people.
Libby again, we're both saying how cool she was this week,
but
she deserves a second mention.
I think she knows that though,
but
that's not a good thing.
Oh no, and I can't edit it back.
No. Oh, she's confusing me.
Oh yeah.
Side to side, Anne.
And it's all gone a bit gay disco in here.
Nothing to do with me.
It's the leatherman at the bar that's blaming me.
My midlife crisis leather jacket isn't in the room.
I can't believe this part of the kids are hiring.
Look, you see, this is... Oh, no, this is independent. They're both quite pro Scotland. I think we got the wrong balance.
Never!
Boss freedom!
Yeah, because we're all like that. Covered in blue board.
I'm sorry, if that's what Hollywood is. She still wants her independence.
She does. Oh, look, can you hear the keychain? Stand up.
There's no special guest this week. Did you notice?
No.
Unless you can get the mosquito.
I'm not sure we can.
Really?
It's quite annoying.
It's quite malaria, really.
It was. It was a bit vindictive. Because we're so close to the fence.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
It was a Norfolk mosquito.
It was. You can't tell by his slang.
This is a long track.
It is. Shall we fade it out?
Goodbye, Lulu. Goodbye, Scottish independence.
Hello, the rest of our lives together.
Stop sobbing, Anne.
And if you're still listening, that's 10 bonus points to Gryffindor. See you next time.